A West Tennessee congressman is urging federal authorities to start requiring seatbelts on school buses. Memphis Democrat Steve Cohen pressed the National Transportation Safety Board at a hearing this week on why it hadn't acted on its own recommendation that school buses have restraints. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Cohen says accidents like last year's fatal rollover crash in Chattanooga show that the need for seatbelts is urgent.
Six school-age children were taken. Too early is not the right term. They were taken, and that was wrong. No more precious cargo is there for any commercial carrier than children.
Cohen added that investigations into five other accidents since 2010 have shown seatbelts can save children's lives. Federal authorities told Cohen that they're asking school districts to buy buses with seatbelts as they purchase new vehicles. A measure in the state legislature that would require seatbelts on Tennessee school buses has been delayed until next year's session. Skeptics say it's not clear seatbelts would make children safer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.